Awesome Fishing Radio would like to thank our sponsors, Andy Thornell Company, Costa Del Mar Sunglasses, Malibu Kayaks, Mudhole, Rolls Axle, and Coastal Angler Magazine.
Welcome to Awesome Fishing Radio, and how you doing, Alan?
I'm doing great, Captain Keelan. We're going to have another segment on our sight fishing, aren't we?
Oh, yes, man. It's going to be a fantastic night because we're actually jumping over to a different coast than we normally do, and wanted to give our listeners something a little bit different than what we've been dealing with in the past, and that is going to be we're going to be talking with Mike Gardner from over in California. So it's going to be looking forward to that. Has he came online with us yet?
Yes, he's there. Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, sure am. We're all set here in Southern California.
Mike,
tell
us a little bit about your fishery, Mike.
Sure. I guide in Newport Bay and Long Beach Harbor and San Diego Bay and the near shore waters. And primarily we fish for in the harbor, spotted bay bass, and we go for sand bass and calico bass outside and halibut and occasionally some croaker, but it's all light tackle fishing using inshore rods. We do it a little different than you guys do out there for redfish and sea trout, though. We use a lot of our light line in the bays are 6-pound test, or a lot of times you won't get bit. And then we use a lot of what we call kelp cutter rigs. And that goes for over at the islands of Catalina and San Clemente with the heavier kelp cutter rigs. But my kelp cutter rigs, I use like 50-pound spider wire, and then I'll put a fluorocarbon leader of either 6-pound if I'm inside the bay, or if we go outside 15 or 20, 4 feet of that kind of fluorocarbon, and then I don't have to carry 50 rods out there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I rig my rods. How about you, Captain Keelan?
Yeah, it's almost identical, man.
Yeah, yeah.
We find that it works really good out here. It's a good method to do. And, of course, I bet you, as fishermen, you both know that Murphy follows you out wherever you go. So Murphy's Law always apply. You're going to, if a rod will break or a reel can mess up, it's going to happen. So you're always going to carry two or three rods with you.
Always, yeah.
And that's why I carry two sunglasses, too.
You know, and that's one of the things that how we got connected to you, Mike, was through Costa, Costa Del Mar sunglasses. And, when we were talking about sight fishing, tell us a little bit, are y'all doing some sight fishing out there? Do you actually see these fish on the flats, or where do you actually see them?
Well, actually, in our kind of water in the bays, you're not going to see the fish as much as you're going to spot the habitat. We look for the eelgrass beds inside the bay, and outside with the calicos and the sand bass, you're looking for kelp beds and you're looking for underwater reefs and rocks. And the way you spot those is to have really good polarized lenses like my Costas. And I use Costas, the amber lens and the gray lens, excuse me, and it's easier to spot the kelp when it lays down with the current. And, of course, looking for the dark spots where the underwater, I fish shallow. We just fished a tournament here this last weekend, and we were fishing anywhere from 4 feet to 15 foot of water, the tops of reefs and little cuts and stuff like that. And without your sunglasses, you're not going to spot those dark areas.
That's true.
So it really works good. I mean, guys that don't wear, of course, your eye damage too, as you guys probably know, being out on the water, boy, that glare will get you.
Well, you know what? The reason why I wear Costas is because of the being optically correct for my eyes. Me being a diabetic, my eyesight has degenerated through the last few years. And I know with the other glasses, you could take them off and you feel like you hit your finger with a hammer or something. It just kind of pulsed after a day on the flat.
I know just what you're talking about. I'm a diabetic too, and I also wear prescription lenses, and my Costas are great. I love them. I wouldn't trade them for anything. But I bet you that one of the things that your customers do and that my customers out here do and all the seminars that I give out here, one of the things we like to talk about is you got to, you know, the number one reason why I can go out in one day and, you know, I'm well known for getting like 100 fish a day sometimes. That reason is because we fish where the fish are. And as a captain, you know how true that is. You know, you have to fish where the fish are. And if you can't spot them or you don't know where the underwater structure is, you're not going to catch fish.
Right. That's right. Now when do you use gray lenses as opposed to amber lenses, Mike?
Well, I like the amber lenses when it's a little bit overcast and foggy. You know, they really brighten things up when it's, you know, when it's dark days. When the sun's real bright out here, I like the grays. The amber lenses I like when it's a little overcast, a little foggy. You know, we fish right in Long Beach Harbor where all the freighters come in and everything. And boy, in the fog, let me tell you, radar and and amber lenses are two of my favorite things.
Yeah. Is the water fairly clear?
It is sometimes, but in the harbor and in like Newport Bay, they're dredging right now. It's just like mud. You could walk on it. And in the harbor, it's not exactly crystal clear. Outside of the breakwaters and outside, it's pretty clear. Yeah, this last weekend was nice blue water.
Do you have any tricks you'd like to share with us as far as spotting fish on the water?
Well, one of the things that, you know, my tricks are I use nothing but ultralight tackle with little plastic grubs. Usually either a curly tail 3 or 4 inch grub or a jerk bait. I use a lot of gulp and I use a lot of products made by Optimum AA. My gulp baits, nothing beats the scent of gulp at certain times. I use a camo colored jerk bait and I can catch darn near anything, but the trick is to put it on a dart head. I don't know whether you guys use those out there.
Not usually, no.
Yeah, try a dart head because it darts from side to side instead of falling straight down. Gives the fish a little, you know, they think it's getting away. It darts around. It looks like a wounded bait. Mm-hmm. And they go after it considerably better.
You know, I found in all my fly fishing, if you can put a loop knot on a bait and get it to move, like you said, darting, it always makes them think that something's wounded. It always entices the strike, I feel. So it's kind of cool to hear it works out there, too.
Yeah, you know, Captain, I have, whether you call it a loop knot or a perfection knot or a baldy knot, I agree with you 100%. You want that bait to swing freely, and you want it to make them entice them into striking. One of the things that I love about the type of bass fishing that we do out here, which is you know, calico and sand bass, they're very similar methods that we use. Almost anything that works in fresh water works out here in Newport Bay, Long Beach Harbor, San Diego Bay, which are great fisheries, and you can have incredible days of fishing when other guys aren't catching that many fish. You're catching a lot if you use the little plastic grubs. I know guys that go out there with live bait and don't do worth a darn, and we just
Well, they were in the wrong boat.
Yeah, all they had to do was hire me, right?
Hey, Mike, as we get to the end of our segment, I'd like to mention to all of our listeners that your website is MikeGardnerFishing.com, and I'm sure they can book a trip with you directly through there. Is that correct?
Absolutely, or they can email me at fishnohand@aol.com.
And you should mention the book that you wrote, too.
Oh, yeah. If the guys want to learn how to fish inshore with light tackle, I wrote a book called Fish Have No Hands. And the reason why I wrote that book and the reason why I preach Fish Have No Hands is because if you feel anything on the other end of your line, you got a mermaid or you got a fish, you know. The slightest little tick, you know. One thing I'll tell your listeners before we wrap it up is all the seminars that I give and all the shows that we do, I tell people to grab their shirt between their thumb and their forefinger, hold it against their body and move it a quarter of an inch away from their body, that's a pressure bite. If you feel that, or you feel a tick, or the line jumps, reel and swing. And the most important thing is to reel and swing at the same time.
Yeah,
if you
don't
reel, a lot of times you won't set the hook with light tackle. Which
right.
I'm sure, Captain, you know as a fly fisherman, you got to get that hook in them.
Oh, yeah, you definitely do. Give all of our listeners your phone number so they could get hold of you if they decided to book a trip.
Sure. They can call me on my cell. It's area code 714-671-0447. And we're pretty reasonable, and we would love to take you fishing.
When you're out in California, that's the way to do it, right there.
Oh, yeah. We can show them a real good time.
To all of our listeners listening on iTunes, on their iPod, please refer to awesomefishingradio.com or awesomefishing.net, and we'll have links posted to all these locations. Thank you, Captain Mike Gardner. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys for giving me a chance to talk to you guys.
Well, we appreciate it, Mike, you spending a little bit of time with us on the radio tonight, and be looking forward to maybe me and Alan slipping out there to California sometime.
Well, if you ever come out, please give me a call. We'll take you out, and we'll have a great time.
Hey, can you plan it where we wouldn't run into an earthquake while we're out there?
I wish I could. If I ever come down, make sure I don't get any hurricanes.
Yeah, we'll return the favor there.
Yeah. we sure will, man. So we appreciate you spending some time with us, and we'll be looking forward to talking with you some more sometime.
All right. Well, thank you both for calling. It was very enjoyable talking with you.
Okay. Best thing to fishing?
Talking about fishing.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all next week.
Okay, Steve, cast over there at 12 o'clock right there. See the fish?
See them? How far?
Over there about 40 foot. Cast.
I can't see them. I'm not going to cast till
Steve,
I can see them.
Steve, put your Costas on right now. Those new 580 lenses. You've got to turn around and have them on where you can see these fish, man, or you're going to blow our day.
There they are. Watch this, Keelan. Here they go.
Man, great hookup, man.
Andy Thornell Company. Outdoor clothing, footwear, and equipment since 1945. Our Orvis Fly Shop is one of the best in Florida, with over 700 fly patterns for saltwater, bass, and panfish. And we have a few hundred trout flies when you head for the mountains. And if you tie your own flies, we stock all of the materials and tools. Waders, vests, and the coolest fishing gadgets, including Boga grips and Calusa cast nets, are in stock. We wear fishing shirts year-round, and we have some of the best prices on Columbia, Ex Officio, and Under Armour shirts, including the new sunproof t-shirts and the buff headgear. And we realize that you cannot play every day, so we have some unexpected surprises, sport coats, dress shirts, and even neckwear for the gentlemen, and the ladies always find their way back to our custom jewelry shop. Andy Thornell Company, downtown Winter Haven, 299-9999, andythornell.com.
This is Captain Steve Nichols here of Awesome Fishing Radio, and along with Captain Keelan, our passion is fishing and helping others catch fish.
Captain Steve's right. We want to be on the water with our friends and family, not worrying about how we're going to get our boat there. That's why we rely on Rolls Axles trailers. Simply put, they're the most dependable trailer on the market.
That's because they're the only all-aluminum trailers made. They use only high-quality materials to produce a superior product. In fact, they have a patent on their aluminum springs.
And they're so confident that you're will never have to replace them that they offer a lifetime warranty on the springs. By using a combination of aluminum and stainless parts, Rolls Axle has created the only trailer you'll ever need.
They're located at 702 Hitchcock Street in Plant City, and you can check them out on the web at www.rollsaxle.com
or give them a call at 1-888-ROLLS-52. That is 1-888-765-5752. Make sure you told them that you heard about them on Awesome Fishing Radio.
Finally, a magazine published just for anglers who fish the Indian River Lagoon, Coastal Angler Magazine, with columns, news, events, and forums especially designed for the Florida fisherman. You can also check out the Coastal Angler online at CoastalAnglerMagazine.com. The Coastal Magazine for the Florida fisherman. Coastal Angler Magazine. It's also the magazine for awesome fishing radio. Coastal Angler, subscribe today. Just log on to CoastalAnglerMagazine.com.